You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Supporting the work of the Smash, Seattle musicians access to sustainable health care all day on Seattle Rock Day. Donate now or bid on an item. If you can, at KISW.com. All right, the game is Big Dummy 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, Ian. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Howdy, guys. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Ian. Thank you, man.
I'm doing great.
Sober, not sober?
Not sober. Tell you, I am not sober.
I can figure that out, Ian. Free food for a year on our men's room poll. You taking teriyaki, Dick's, Pagliacci, or Top Pot?
Got to be Pagliacci. Too many options, you know?
Taking the pizza. Okay.
All right, nothing wrong with that.
Hey, Pagliacci, they're one of those places, man. You order there from a while, and then one day they come to your door and go, the pizza's on us.
Yeah.
And you go, hey, that's pretty right of you, you know?
That's happened to me once.
With that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
It's happened to me a couple times, and I lose it. Really?
I'm not up in that area anymore, so I don't have that option.
That's too bad, man. Because it's a good thing.
I say it all the time, right? Like, Lido's Pizza in the Maryland area, probably hands down my favorite. But Pagliacci, I've traveled all across the country. I love that pizza.
I'd rank it up there with a lot of places. All right, Ian, here's your question. It is Seattle Rock Day. Let's talk a little Seattle. In this case, Pike Place Market. So Pike Place Market here in Seattle originally opened to offer a solution to the high demand and soaring prices of what Washington vegetable?
What Washington vegetable? Not fruit.
Not apples.
Not cherries.
So think about that. It originally opened to offer a solution to the high demand and soaring prices of...
I really don't know, so I guess I'm going to go broccoli.
Man, I cannot believe there would be a big demand for broccoli. What kind of world are we living in where there's a big demand and soaring prices of broccoli? All right, guys, I'll give you one hint. Walla Walla.
Onions. Those sweet onions are delicious.
They're tremendous, man. Yeah, so believe it or not, there's a high demand and soaring prices for the those sweet onions, man. So,
there's not many things I wouldn't eat if you said, hey, we put caramelized Walla Walla sweet onions on here.
I would absolutely.
That makes too much sense now that you said it.
Well, yeah, it's one of the, once you hear it, you go like, right. But to your point, if you're going to bring up produce in Washington, most people are going to think apples probably before they think onions.
You know, and peaches.
Really?
We grow more peaches in Washington State than Georgia.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Washington State grows more peaches.
I knew Colorado than Georgia. We do? Oh, yeah.
And how do they get the peach state?
I don't know.
They just take the name?
How come we don't have, like, peach cobbler? Or
exactly, man.
Any of the wonderful peach dishes.
Hey, screw you, Georgia. You can stick with your humidity and barbecue. We got the peaches.
We're peaches. Just more well known for the apples. That's what we got.
All right, we'll take it.
I don't know. State, California leading peach production, followed by South Carolina and Georgia.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I've heard Colorado.
Everything I said is a lie. Yeah. All right, here's your question. In 1972, which active but yet to be identified serial killer was appointed to Seattle's Crime Prevention Advisory Committee? So they were an active serial killer. No one obviously knew that this was the person, but in the meantime, while they're out there killing, they were also on Seattle's Crime Prevention and Advisory Committee.
You say 1972?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know his name, but I would say the Green River Killer.
That would be Gary Ridgway. Yeah. Gary Ridgway. It was not him.
We used to work with him.
Everybody did.
Oh, yeah.
Any guesses?
Was he known to be a serial killer up here or somewhere else?
I believe he was known to be a serial killer.
Good question,
in
Ted.
A couple of different states. But you've definitely heard of this person. He was described as good looking, charismatic.
Ted?
Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy.
Yep, Ted Bundy. How do you like that? You have a serial killer on your crime prevention advisory.
Thin line.
Yeah. Good work.
Perfect cover.
It really, really is. All right. Your question. Where the hell did I just... There we go. All right, your question. What element combines with sodium to make ordinary table salt?
Oh, I know this.
Prove it. Because normally, you would tell your children, please steer clear of this particular thing, but you mix it with sodium and it's like, oh, just put it on your mashed potatoes.
It's called sodium dioxide or something like that, but what is it?
It is an element. I feel like we're more exposed to this during the summer.
Okay, that's an interesting clue.
For most people.
You know, I don't have it, so we're going to have to move on. Sorry, guys.
Chlorine.
Oh.
Oh, yep. Okay. I did know that, and it wasn't coming to the front.
All right, Ian, question five.
Question number five for you. What sign of the zodiac is the first sign of the zodiac?
I don't really follow any of that stuff. I know I'm an Aries. That's about it.
Oh, nice one.
There you go, dog. You're also the first sign of the zodiac, Ian.
Yeah, you're now first.
You know.
So, all right. I mean, I'm a Capricorn, so I would say Capricorn is the first of the year. You're a Cap.
As far as this, but the zodiac starts with the moon or spring.
All right.
So Aries starts roughly on the spring solstice, and then it goes from there. So Capricorn, you're bringing up the rear, so to speak. I think Miles, you might be the.
I'm Aquarius.
You the final one? Nah, I think Pisces is the final one, so you're second last.
Okay.
The only problem sucks with Capricorn. We don't have a fun thing.
Are you like the goat mermaid thing or something?
Right, but we don't get to be like, oh, watch out! I'm in a bad mood because I'm a Capricorn.
I'm going to pour a bucket of water on you. I don't know. Like Sagittarius people are always like, there's a couple of those signs who are like, I get to be that way as of this. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, that's me. Scorpios apparently are.
Yeah, it's Scorpio season.
Yeah. We apparently are very brooding, and we're very nice people and loyal people. Once you turn on us, man, we sting.
That's why I got to go with my Irish heritage. We got a bar fart. Oh, I'm Irish.
All right. Hello, Julie. Welcome to the men's room.
Sorry, I'm Irish.
Yeah, my bad.
Hola.
Julie, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Julie, welcome to Big Dummy.
What are you drinking?
Bud Light, of course.
How many times have you peed?
Well, I actually really have to pee. I was just about to go, and I thought,
No. Stay with us.
They're going to get me online. I'm not doing it.
Yep. Julie, I found your Mecca. Yeah. Las Vegas, yes, Las Vegas, Stage Door Casino, Dollar Bud Lights. I got a bucket of six for $6.30.
Oh, man. I thought you were going to say you found a place that have huge gloves.
Do they sell huge gloves, too?
Julie, our men's room poll.
Big rigs.
Free food for a year. You taking teriyaki, Dick Spagliati, or Top Pot?
I'm going teriyaki chicken.
Teriyaki, okay. Mm.
You get the spicy or just the grilled?
I like the grilled. It's so yummy.
All right, Julie, here's your question. It is Seattle Rock Day. So let's talk about the band Pearl Jam. So what band did Pearl Jam tour with on its first full-scale U.S. tour?
Were they a Seattle band?
The band they toured with was not. The band they toured with was out of Los Angeles.
Oh. Ooh.
Was Pearl Jam the opener or the headliner?
They were the opener.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Motley Crue?
That'd have been my guess. Let me think now. So it's L.A. It's that time.
It's L.A. And not only are they a band from L.A., they like to remind you that they're from L.A.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes, indeed. The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh. Seen those guys.
All right, Julie. Your question.
Yeah?
Dave Grohl was in an episode of what television show? It was a very popular Fox science fiction TV show.
What the hell's going on?
It was a massive show for a while.
I could see one of the characters. His name's Bender.
It was not an animated show.
Oh, damn. My bad.
You're thinking Futurama, by the way, but yeah.
I don't watch a lot of shows from Fox.
It's not on anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe a Battlestar Galactica, maybe?
Wow.
X-Files?
Ted nailed it. Yeah, X-Files.
Okay.
It's kind of weird. I have no idea what episode he was in or what he was doing, but yeah, apparently.
You know, David Duchovny has a new show on History Channel where he just does, like, mysteries.
I saw that, man. And then, so they ran through a quick synopsis of, like, all their different hosts and shows.
Yeah.
I would say it's David Duchovny, Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, he has one.
And then some other dude. I'm like, so basically, if you just want to get out of the acting game for a while, you come to this network and you host a show.
Yeah.
And they're all mysteries.
Yeah.
No, History
Channel. Is it History Channel? World. Maybe that's it, yeah. Anyway, I thought to myself, I was making fun of him, then I'm like, yeah, I'd host one of those in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah, like History's Greatest Mysteries?
Yeah, I know, dude. I'd be all over.
That's why I learned the whole theory that, like, Mary ended up in a cave in Italy.
Mary?
Of Joseph and Mary, Jesus'
parents.
Oh,
okay. Well, you just said Mary. I'm like, yeah, how's Mary doing?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. All right, your question. In honor of Seattle Rock Day, who is the subject of Alice in Chains' song, Rooster? It's one of the members' fathers.
Yeah. Do I have to say that's what I was going to say, is one of the members' fathers.
But which member?
Which member?
Oh, the lead singer.
No.
Jerry Cantrell.
Jerry Cantrell's father, believe me. And I believe he called her that because his dad's a redhead.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That was his military nickname.
Yeah, so they called him Rooster.
All right, Julie, question four.
Oh, question four. Look at that. You got yourself an audio daily double on Seattle Rock Day. And there's a rooster. All right, Julie, we're going to play you the snippet of an interview that this very show, The Men's Room, conducted with a Seattle rock musician. Take a listen to this 20-second snippet, and then I'll make a multiple choice and see if you can figure out who it was we were speaking to. Which member of was snowed in his house without electricity, nearly starved, and had to be rescued by the National Coast Guard?
That's a wild one. That story has really taken a couple of layers there. What happened was I was deer hunting over the holidays in Oklahoma and missed a flight.
All right, that's the entire snippet. So, was that Duff McKagan, Jerry Cantrell, Buzz Osborne from the Melvins, or Jeff Tate from Queensryche?
I don't think that's Jeff Tate's voice. What was the first one?
Duff McKagan, Jerry Cantrell, yeah. Buzz Osborne from the Melvins, Jeff Tate.
I'm gonna go Buzz Osborne.
Nope. That was Jerry Cantrell. We just talked about him.
Oh crap!
You know his father with the red hair.
All right, Julie. Question five.
Oh no.
Question number five, Julie. What prestigious military academy is located in Annapolis, Maryland? One of the four major branches of the military.
Yeah. Is that West Point?
No, West Point is New York.
Yeah.
That would be the United States Naval Academy.
Right, so the United States Military Academy is located at West Point.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know that. Nope, I already guessed, so I'm wrong. So.
No, it's Annapolis, the Naval Academy.
Yeah.
That's why sometimes even people just say, like, oh, you went to Annapolis.
Correct. That's exactly what they mean is the Naval Academy, right? All right, your question. Think about this one. What is the only nationality mentioned in the song The 12 Days of Christmas? It's the only nationality, but they're not talking about people in this case.
Oh, my God. Christmas time. I can't run through the 12 days of Christmas.
You can't recite the 12 days of Christmas when it's not Christmas. Actually, I'd stop at 5. I don't know. Once you get to 6, I have no idea what the hell they're doing.
Golden ring. I don't. Oh, my God. I don't know.
It's a type of bird.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
It's not a Portuguese duck.
And they are delicious. What? It's like the veal of chicken. Bonk, bonk.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
You got
oh,
enough?
God. I'm so sorry.
France. French hens.
Oh.
What number is that? How many French hens?
That's
two.
Three
French hens.
Three of us.
Three French hens.
Uh-huh. Two turtle doves, right.
Julie, good news. You're almost our biggest dummy. Question 7.
No.
Our question number 7. What game does the Queen of Hearts order Alice to play in Alice in Wonderland?
What game?
Yep. Great. It's an outdoor backyard game.
Great so summertime great. Game.
Well,
is
I
it
mean,
great?
Yes, it is great, Steve.
It's fine.
It's better than nothing in the backyard with your uncle that doesn't want to play with the kids.
Just watch him drink beer.
What was your guess?
Croquet.
Bam. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God,
yes,
Julie.
Yes, indeed. Croquet.
So close to being the big dummy. Game is Big Dummy. 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Jason, are you sober or not? Sober or not sober?
I am sober.
Okay. He is sober.
How's that meth, man? Sounds great. All right, Jason. Free food for a year. I know you're not hungry. Though, are you going to take the teriyaki, Dick's Pagliacci, or Top Pot?
I want the teriyaki D's.
Teriyaki it is.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Jason, here's your question. Temple of the Dog was formed as a tribute to whom?
Guys, I'm going to be one and done today. That was Andrew Wood of Mother Love Bone.
Ah, nice
All
job.
Right, hang on before Ooh. We let you go. Give you a 50-50 yeah. question. We're talking about people that drive poorly. Who killed someone in a car accident? Venus Williams or Vanessa Williams?
It's a coin flip, man. Vanessa Williams?
No, that would be Venus. Yes, indeed.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that.
Now you do. Okay. Oh, yeah.
She's dangerous.
More of Big Dummy coming up on Seattle Rock Day. Donate now, KISW.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Did you know that your health insurance could cover appointments with a registered dietitian? Nourish will match you with a dietitian for personalized nutrition advice. And since Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, and United, 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online from home, plus message them anytime on the Nourish app for support on the go. With hundreds of five-star reviews, you can count on Nourish to guide you on your health journey. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Is live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Thank you for the donations coming in on Seattle Rock Day, benefiting Smash, Seattle Musicians Access to Sustainable Healthcare. Goal is $10,000 by the end of our show.
Yes.
There are items you can bid on at KISW.com. We encourage you to make a monetary donation if you can as well. The number again, $10,000. So we get about 2 hours to make that happen. Please donate what you can at KISW.com. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola. Justin, sober, not sober.
Sober, driving home.
All right. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, Justin, our men's room poll, free food for a year. You taking teriyaki, Dick's, Pagliacci, or Top Pot?
Oh, Japanese fried chicken.
Okay, teriyaki wins.
All right, Justin, here's your question. It is Seattle Rock Day. Let's ask a question about the city of Seattle. So although Seattle is a city with many nicknames, the official municipal flag refers to Seattle as the city of what?
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
No, I lived in my entire life. I've never heard that. Thanks, public schools.
The city of... It's something positive. Something charitable, if you will.
Oh, so it's not Winter Depression. Gotcha.
So it's not Jet City.
Not Jet City, not the Emerald City. What was that?
I'm just gonna go land of coffee.
The land of coffee.
Generosity?
Yeah, more or less. The city of goodwill.
Okay.
Make your donations now. That's what they're talking about. All right, your question. Alice in Chains' first single off of Facelift, their first album, was which song? The first single from Alice in Chains off of Facelift was which song?
Oh.
Give me
that
a
wasn't
hint.
Rooster, was it?
It was not Rooster. Rooster was on
was
Dirt.
It Man in the Box?
I thought it was Man in the Box. It was not. Believe it or not, We Die Young.
Oh. That's a great song.
That is a fantastic song. Yeah, I did not realize that was the first single. But there you go. All right, your question. Whose tomb did Howard Carter discover in 1922?
Whose tomb?
Whose tomb?
King Tut.
Buried with a donkey.
What do you have to do to officially have a tomb?
A tomb? Like you mean instead of like a burial plot?
Because you got burial plots, then you have like a mausoleum,
you need a tomb.
But at what point did your when does it become a tomb instead of a mausoleum, right? So like a mausoleum is a large space for you to
be
interred.
I believe a tomb is underground or maybe inside of a structure.
No. The mausoleum is like the little house.
Right.
I think a tomb is above ground and it's like a giant square box.
A tomb is a general term for a burial place, while a mausoleum is a specific type of tomb, a freestanding building or structure designed to house the remains of one or more
people. So a mausoleum is a tomb, but a tomb is not necessarily a mausoleum.
Tombs can be found in cemeteries and other public places. Right. They're not typically as grand as mausoleums.
Okay.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. Matt, sober, not sober.
not sober.
What are you doing over there, Matt? You drinking a Men's Room IPA?
I'm drinking Coors right now.
Coors. Hey, look, try the 20th anniversary lager.
Yeah.
That's a great beer, and it's pretty close to what you're drinking, but better. Our Men's Room poll, free food for a year. Are you taking teriyaki, Dick's, Pagliacci, or Top Pot?
I'm going to go with Dick's.
Dick's Burgers it is.
All right. All right there, Matt. It is Seattle Rock Day. Question for you. What did Soundgarden take their name from? What did Soundgarden take their name from?
Boy, I don't even have a clue. I don't have a clue.
It's a sculpture in what, Magnuson?
I'm not sure if it's Magnuson, but yeah, pipe sculpture. Sculpture.
Yeah, it's a Magnuson.
Okay.
Is it called the Sound Garden?
Yeah. I believe that it is.
It's a circle and you look through it. But not the Black Hole Sun.
Not the Black Hole Sun, no.
Because that's up on Capitol Hill.
Or Black Hole Sun on Capitol Hill?
Yeah, up in Volunteer Park.
For real?
Yeah, you never seen it?
No.
Oh, yeah, right in front of the little reservoir there. And if you look, like, you could, I mean, it's massive. You could, like, stand in front of it, get pictures.
I've probably seen it and didn't even know what the hell it was.
I didn't know that either.
Huh. Oh, I'll be
Volunteer
damned.
Park is awesome.
Okay. Boy, what
and
am I?
During the day.
Yeah, I'm going to say it. Depends what you're looking for, whether you want to go sun up or sun
down. Down in Brazil, they've got Jesus Christ pose.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. They're inspired by sculpture
and fishing.
All right, your question. Multiple choice. What fashion designer's symbol is a swan? Vanderbilt, Gucci, Tommy Hilfiger, or Louis Vuitton?
I'm going to go with Gucci.
Gucci.
Gloria Vanderbilt.
It is a wow, look at Miles with big fashionable knowledge. It is Vanderbilt. Gucci, it's an inflamed perineum.
All right.
What? It is. Haven't you seen the design on the bag?
Yes. Stop it.
Everyone thought it was a zipper. Like, no, it's not what that is. All right, your question.
I didn't realize this, the Black Sun sculpture I'm talking about, that predates the band. It was already up there.
You think they just drove around town and said, let's write a song named after that?
Oh, it's Black Sun, not Black Hole Sun.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's got a hole in the middle, so I think that's where they got
Black Hole Sun. Yeah. All right, your question. What word is both a computer programming language and a nickname for coffee?
Yeah, I got it.
You got it.
Java?
Yeah.
Java.
Nice job.
There you go.
Nice job.
And a cup of Java.
Gave us Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Ted. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Hola.
Hello, Ted.
Team sober, team not sober.
Sober.
Sober Ted.
Still at work, yeah.
Okay.
Sober Ted. We don't hear that often, right?
That's right. Not in here.
Ted, no. Free food for a year. Teriyaki, Dick's, Pagliacci, or Top Pot? What are you taking?
Teriyaki every chance.
Man, oh, man.
Teriyaki is just there.
Okay.
It's good, man.
It's kicking ass on the pole today.
I mean, and Dick's is good, but, like, the teriyaki around here, ugh.
No, I hear what you're saying. Like, even if you couldn't go to Dick's, you could still get a burger. But teriyaki is teriyaki, right?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
I will say, though, I know there's Seattle bands, specifically when they tour in Seattle. Like, Dick's is one of the first stops.
I can believe that. Yeah. Definitely believe that. All right, Ted, here's your question. How many sides does a rhombus have? A rhombus.
Going with four because I don't believe in myself.
There you go. Well, believe in yourself. Okay. You know your rhombus is. All right, before we let you go, we got a 50-50 question for you. And the question is, who killed someone in a car accident? Is it Caitlyn Jenner or Caitlin Clark? Caitlyn Jenner or Caitlin Clark?
It wasn't Caitlyn yet, but it was the Jenner.
No, she was a...
I think he's saying, like, that it might have still been...
Bruce
Jenner at that point.
Caitlin. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Either way, killed someone in a car accident.
Big Dummy!
I generally respect pronouns, but, like, I don't think Caitlyn Jenner does outside of her, so whatever, Bruce.
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Brock, sober, not sober.
I had rotator cuff surgery yesterday, so Oxy.
Oh, Oxy Brock.
Yeah.
Hey, man, definitely... please go buy some Metamucil. Seriously. Buy any kind of fiber supplement you can, Brock. It'll save your life.
We're already on that. I've been through this before.
So. Okay. All right. Free food for a year. Teriyaki, Dick's, Pagliacci, or Top Pot. What are you taking?
Dick's for sure. I was living in North Carolina, a buddy brought some to me on the plane.
How were they by the time they got there?
They were still good. We heated them up a little. They were still good.
Okay.
I ate them as soon as he got off the plane. So
that's probably the best bet. All right, Brock, here is your question. Starbucks' first store was opened in 1971 in Seattle, and it took its name from a character in what novel?
You know? Charlotte's Web?
That'd have been Wilbur's.
Was it sci-fi or something?
Moby Dick?
Moby Dick, yeah. Wasn't that? Starbucks. Was it like the first mate or something like that?
Well, it's a mermaid, so I just went with water stuff.
You're thinking water stuff.
Water stuff.
All right, Brock. Your question. What geographical feature is a Scottish lock?
Scottish lock. Mythical creature?
Geological, right?
Geological feature.
Is it a pond?
It's a lake.
Lake. It's like Loch Ness, basically. It's the Ness Lake Monster.
How would they say that, Mike?
What's that?
Geological.
Wow, I don't know that they could.
Scottish accent saying geological.
It's like K.
Geological.
Yeah. You sound like you're drowning.
I do.
I wonder why they do that.
What's that?
Like there's a K. C-A-Y.
What is a K?
It just depends on
it's a water.
It's a bay.
Is it an inlet? That's a bay.
Yeah, it just depends on where
you
are. So it
is an inlet, right.
Yeah.
So does Florida use K?
There's Siesta K. There's got to be something that's a little different. I don't know. It's like I always go on, what's the difference between, like, a peninsula and an isthmus? I don't know. I just bring it up
always,
a lot.
You always talk
about it. He never shuts up about it, man.
My bad. I brought it up again. Sorry.
All the freaking time.
Will you stop?
Here comes Stack. I can tell you what he's going to bring up.
Hey, ladies. You know the difference between an isthmus and a peninsula?
Yeah, on top of my head, I don't. All right, your question. In Greek mythology, what did Athena turn Arachne into?
The girl?
I'm not very good at my Greek mythology.
Well, listen to the names. Athena, she turned someone named Arachne into something.
A bat? A spider, I mean.
A spider.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Very good.
All right.
Nice work.
A bat?
Game
by the way,
yeah, yes.
Ted, your charades of spider, that was unbelievable.
Yeah, I couldn't do the sound effect, but those are spider legs.
Have you ever heard a spider move? I'm just thinking, when you say sound effect, I don't know that I've ever heard a spider.
I just imagine if there was a soundtrack, that's what it would sound like.
Okay.
All right.
Gave us Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Cody. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Cody, sober, not sober?
I am sober.
Cody, welcome to Seattle Rock Day and Big Dummy. All right, our men's room poll. You're taking free food for a year. You're picking teriyaki, Dick's, Pagliacci, or Top Pot?
Probably teriyaki.
Another teriyaki bowl.
Teriyaki
crushed it on Twitter as well, or X as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, Cody, your question. Which meteor shower can be seen in August each year?
Say that last part again.
Which meteor shower can be seen in August each year?
Meteor shower.
Meteor shower. From meat falls from the sky.
That's right. And gets cleaned.
Meteor shower. I have no idea.
Perseid?
Yep, Perseids. All right, your question. In Disney's Pinocchio, what is the name of Geppetto's cat?
Yeah. Ted knows what it is.
Yep.
It's a funny name for a cat.
That is. Every cat has kind of a stupid name. My cat's name was freaking Rainbow Janet, for Christ's sake.
Is it Fiagro?
Oh, there it is.
What would you guess?
Fiagro, it's Figaro.
Yeah, Figaro. Okay.
Figaro.
Oh, I thought it was going to be James.
Yeah, me too.
Who would name their cat James?
Because you said Ted, I would know who it is. That's exactly what I thought. Yeah. Who would name their cat James?
And then I said, that's a weird name for a cat.
As soon as I said that, I knew that that's how you would
say
that.
Yes, we both thought it was James.
So in Pinocchio, you thought Geppetto's cat's name was James.
Because Mike said Geppetto, who it is, and James.
I don't remember it that way.
Me neither.
Seemed odd. That's what I said. That's
really strange.
Yeah.
It's my cat, James.
Oh, it's a me, a James.
I'm tracking with you, man.
I'm a Geppetto. This is my son of Pinocchio. Here's my cat, the James.
James.
My bad.
All right, that makes a lot more sense.
Hello.
James is a strange name for a cat.
Yes, it is. My name, my next cat, James.
My cat, James.
Hello, Dwayne. Welcome to the binge room.
Hola.
Oh, yeah. Hola. Dwayne, sober, not sober?
Just
not sober.
Cold and smooth Busch Light.
Oh, Busch Light.
Wow.
Class. Do you pour that into a glass, Dwayne?
No, I'm not that classy.
No. Okay, all right. Free food for a year. You take a teriyaki Dick's, Pagliacci, or Top Pot?
Yeah, Pagliacci, but I got to go with pizza.
Got to go pizza, you said?
Pagliacci.
All right. All right, Dwayne. Here's your question. What mountain is the tallest point in Greece?
Olympus.
One and done.
Oh, wow.
Nice job, man.
Hang on. Before we let you go, let's talk a little carnage. Who killed someone in a car accident? Rebecca Black or Rebecca Gayhart?
I don't know either one of them, so I'm going to say Gayhart because it's a funny name.
You got it.
You don't remember her? She was like a Noxzema girl. She was on a soap opera.
Oh, I remember
curly
her.
Hair.
I remember
I
her.
I remember her vividly.
You know, a lot of people, what does your last name mean? You think anyone's asked her?
Yeah.
It's Gayhart. Do the math. You don't remember Rebecca Gayhart?
I'm going to find out right now.
I think you'll remember her when you see her.
Oh, yeah.
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 The updated picture hasn't done a ton for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just keep in mind, she killed someone in a car accident.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Adam, sober, not sober?
Sober.
Adam, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay. You're going to get free food for a year on the men's room poll. You taking teriyaki, Dick's, Pagliacci, or Top Pot?
Pagliacci.
Pizza it is.
All right, Adam. Here's by the way, Ted, someone on the text line says, in honor of Ted, the next cat that I get, I'm naming it James. I don't care if it's a girl. That cat's name is going to be James.
Oh, no. This person says my cat's name is Paul.
Paul.
P-A-W-L. Paul.
Okay. I see what you did there.
Paul's chasing a lighter or the light again.
Yeah. All right. Your question. What Seattle-based soda company releases annual Thanksgiving-themed flavors like turkey and gravy, green bean casserole, sweet potato, and antacid?
Well, that would be Jones Soda Company.
Yes, Jones it is. One and done.
The unfortunate part is that they nail the flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they honestly do, man. All right, before we let you go again, let's talk a little carnage. Who killed someone in a car accident? Brandy or Adele?
Brandy.
Yeah, she's not a fine girl then.
Ray J's sister.
Oh, God, that's right. I forgot they were related. Yay, Brandy. Hello, Amanda. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. Amanda, are you sober or not sober?
I am so. I'd like to say I agree with the weird cat names. I have a cat named Tornado G4.
Tornado G-Force.
Okay. All right, but again, that's so weird. It's an animal. I get that.
But only for a cat. You would not name your dog Tornado G-Force. But somehow when you get a cat, you're like, name it anything you want. It doesn't matter.
All right, Amanda, free food.
Charlie.
Yeah. Free food for a year. Are you taking teriyaki, Dick's, Pagliacci, or Top Pot?
Teriyaki.
Again. Okay.
All right, Amanda, here's your question.
Let's go.
Head to Federal Way, where you can visit a botanical garden that's entirely devoted to over 1,000 species of what flowering plant?
I want to say the rhododendron.
It's rhododendron?
Yeah. I feel like if I asked a dude that question, he'd be like, no idea.
Rhododendron.
Yeah. All right, hang on.
I was going to, I know it's the wrong direction. I was going to say tulips maybe too.
Man, I don't know. All right. Let's continue the carnage. Who killed someone in a car accident? Ron Howard or Howard Hughes?
Howard Hughes?
Okay. Know your car killers.
People know this.
Big dummy.
Hello, Evie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola.
Edie, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Okay. Welcome to Big Dummy. Edie, what do we want there on the free food for a year? Teriyaki, Dick's, Pagliacci, or Top Pot?
Top Pot. My grandpa used to work there.
Oh, Top nice. Pot. Okay.
Was he, like, working the register, or was he actually making the donuts?
He was one of the main managers there, and he was one of their first employees, actually.
Oh, wow. All right. All right, Evie. Here is your question. What required five separate spacewalks to get repaired in 1993?
Oh, God.
What was that?
What was the question?
What required five separate spacewalks to be repaired back in
1993? Spacewalks. I want to say one of the... hallways on the space station?
It wasn't the International Space Station.
It would be the Hubble Telescope.
Oh.
They took the first picture and said, that is blurry. That is bad. All right. In the movie Citizen Kane, the very overrated, way too long, and dreadfully boring movie, Citizen Kane, who or what was Rosebud?
Rosebud.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert.
I want to say that was a dog.
Not his dog, it would be his sled. That's right, he has attachment issues.
About to say, who's dying words like, doggone it, I love that sled.
The sled, that's where I go back to.
Santa?
Well, you know, but that would even be a sleigh, but we cut him slack. Like, Santa, I feel you, man. I get it.
What is a sleigh but a giant sled?
That's exactly what it is. All right.
That sounds like something you'd say, about to do a shot of whiskey. What is a sleigh but a giant sled?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, kids.
All right, your question, multiple choice. The Paleozoic era is known as the age of what? Plants, dinosaurs, fish, or birds?
Dinosaurs?
That would be the age of the fish.
Fish.
They've all gone downhill from there. All right. What's the name of the place where George Washington's troops encamped in the winter of 1777? It was super cold.
Like the city?
Just the name of the place. Technically, believe it or not, it's part of Philadelphia now, but it had a very specific name. It was a brutal winter for these guys.
I don't know. That one's
kind of
stumping. Sorry.
Gettysburg. Valley Forge.
Valley Forge.
Was that Valley Forge?
Yeah, it was Valley Forge. My brother-in-law actually lived in Valley Forge.
Yeah.
I remember driving through there. I'm like, you mean like the Valley Forge? My wife's like, yes, we are in Valley Forge. I'm like,
Gettysburg's World War II, man.
That's right.
Or,
World War II.
Civil War.
Wow. Yes, World War II,
we're
man.
We're on fire today.
It's like,
the
famous
Battle of Gettysburg with the Nazis.
I'm an idiot. Yes, well known. All right, Evie. What is Canada's $1 coin commonly referred to?
Wait.
The loony?
Bird, Ted.
Boom!
You got
it. Today, the loony.
The loony.
Loony.
Head chef coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has 13 chain restaurants born right here in Seattle. Coming up at 4:30 as we continue Seattle Rock Day. Emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.